where entertainment and enlightenment meet. MacArthur in the Morning on AM 980.
And after a couple of weeks away, good to welcome back into the fold blogger Freddie P. from CanadianThinker.com. Frederick, how's life?
Very good, MacArthur. How about you?
Yeah, not too bad as well. In Guelph, they were... Well, living very free this weekend. It was a top freedom day in Guelph, in which 25 lovely ladies doffed their tops, all in support of women going shirtless. For or against this, Fred?
Well, I'm for it, but the whole situation is just too weird. I remember it was, 1996, Gwen Jacob won the right for women to go topless in Ontario. And at the time, everybody was so excited, thinking that, oh, this is fabulous. All over the province, you know, there's going to be women walking around topless. The beaches are going to be littered with women topless. Well, that never really happened. They won the right, but very few chose to take advantage of it.
Yeah, which always kind of was a bit of a head-scratcher to me, because there was, if you remember back during that time when Gwen was in the headlines, it seemed like there was such a fight for this that, a certain faction of women wanted this so badly. But since then, I've yet to encounter a woman just walking topless downtown.
No, either have I. And I've been to some of the finer beaches here in Ontario. I guess it was one of those principal things. And, you know, it was almost a one-woman fight back there in 1996. You know, and I always thought, you know, if we could just get over the hump and maybe open the gate a bit, and more women would be comfortable with it, and we'd see more of it. But, again, MacArthur, it is so multifaceted, because you can't do a cold turkey, so to speak, thing that they did on the weekend, where all of a sudden you tell people that there's going to be some women showing up topless, because all the creeps come out, and the oglers, and the cameras. So that's going to intimidate those women that don't have the confidence to go through something like that, and that could set back our topless situation for years.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. I think that there's a lot of people concerned, particularly now. Like, a lot has changed since back, as you mentioned, in 93. It's the world is a lot more, exposed, if you will, with Facebook and the internet. And yeah, if you're a woman walking around topless, it might not just be, for your local beach. It could be for the world.
Yeah, it's got to really have us, like this situation on the weekend in Guelph, where the 24, 25 women, I mean, that was more exhibitionism, I would think, or exhibitionists willing to do that in front of, again, the guys that are going to come out with their cameras and just, you know, for the thrill of seeing boobies, and that really wasn't the point of fighting for it to begin with. It's just got to happen organically.
Mm-hmm.
Women have got to take their top off, say at Sauble Beach, and then maybe Wasaga Beach, and then a few feel comfortable, and year after year after year, it's accepted like it is in Europe. But here, no way. Not only that, there's got to be something said, MacArthur, for, you know, theater of the mind, or, you know, imagination. What's
sure.
under that top? There's a lot of fun imagining what's under that top as opposed to actually seeing. Don't you agree?
I do agree wholeheartedly, but there is a lot of fun in also seeing.
And
having
it's interesting,
said that.
Too, because, you know, and I consider myself in that category, a lot of the women that would take their tops off, they don't have breasts as large as mine. So, really, what thrill is there in it for me?
See, I think you're right. We're approaching this in the wrong way. We should be getting more men to cover up, not more women to take their tops off.
That's right, absolutely.
That, and it's a little peculiar that whether it was this past weekend or the Gwen Jacobs thing, why is Guelph the hotbed of topless women?
Well, that's where it started.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Yeah, it seems like an unlikely place. You expect that maybe in Toronto, although there is a nude beach apparently in Toronto, but it's frequented by more of the gay community. So it's not just that wide open. I don't know if you've been to Europe. I have been. I've been on beaches. I mean, it's just, you don't even think about it. Even a lot of the places in the Caribbean. And that's an interesting aspect, too. I imagine there's a lot of Canadian women that go down into the Caribbean and don't think twice about taking their top off. And even though it's legal here in Ontario, wouldn't do it. for all the reasons we mentioned. Cameras, might run into somebody you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Here with blogger Freddie P. And Fred, you also want to mention this week, this coming weekend is actually a momentous occasion in the Patterson family.
Yes, have you ever seen the movie Father of the Bride?
Sure have, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm going through this week.
Oh,
I took the week off work, and every day is just a long, steady list of things to do. And each one of those things costs between $200 and $300.
Now, are you like Steve Martin in the movie? Are you like going to snap here at a moment's notice?
I haven't yet. No, everything seems to be under control, MacArthur. I only have one daughter, and at this point, you know, we've made the big decision to go forward with this wedding that's going to feature about 160 people. So you make the commitment, and I'm just going to try and sit back this weekend and enjoy it. You know, the weather looks like it's going to be good, and you know, all the most of the preparations are in place, so just sit back and enjoy it and worry about paying for it later.
Well, let me ask you this. Is there a certain sadness or a little melancholy, though? Because the one scene that I always remember from Father of the Bride is when they play basketball out there and my girl's playing in the background, and it's kind of one of those, I know this is sort of my last moment with my little girl as my daughter.
No, absolutely. I mean, I've been writing my speech, and I can hardly write it without breaking up, so I don't know what it's going to be like trying to deliver it. And again, so many things go through your mind, right? It's, you know, she's 27 years old, so nowadays I guess that's sort of young to get married, but when they're part of your life that long and you're just used to having them around, although she moved out about a year or so ago, but it's, this is it, man, the marriage thing. She's going to be married, and she's going to love somebody more than me. Crazy.
I find that impossible, but you know what? Just remember, you're not losing a daughter. You're gaining a son.
That's right, my friend.
And I think as well, if I could give you one tip, just try to remain sober until after your speech.
Well, this is it. I've already been warned.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Scotch is off limits for me on Saturday night. And you know what's going to be? I got a lot of buddies that are going to be there, and I'm sure they're going to be, you know, getting shots and hey, here, there. But no, you really have to watch yourself because, you know, dropping your face into the mashed potatoes during dinner because you've drunk too much is not the way to go at your daughter's wedding.
No, I think your alcohol intake will be probably dependent upon how much your buddies are drinking. You'll be there in the corner with a calculator.
Absolutely.
Hey, Fred, congratulations to you and your daughter and your family, and have a wonderful weekend, and we'll catch up with you next Monday.
Loving you, MacArthur.
Right back at you. There's Freddie P. from CanadianThinker.com.